If my office is any indicator, environmentalists generate an obscene amount of paper. I'm drowning in it. Reports, studies, and academic papers are piled up on every available surface in my office. I started piling them there about 2 years ago when my filing cabinets got so full that I'd give myself a hangnail every time I tried to put something away. So last weekend I decided it was time to sort through the mess. I locked myself in my office with a couple of large recycling bins and got started. I threw out anything prior to 1990, then read through what was left to see if it was worth keeping. It was the most depressing thing I've done in a very long time. I was looking at a decade of hard work and dedication, and the end result was less than encouraging. All the promises, all the commitments, all the goals we set ourselves a decade ago, and where are we? When I came back from the Earth Summit in 1992, I was pumped. Things were going to change. We had agreements on climate change, biodiversity, and sustainable development. We had the commitment of all the world leaders and the support of the global environmental community. We could save the world, but we didn't. What we did instead was set more goals. 2000 seemed like a nice round date. It was far enough away that we could study the problem to death, and yet close enough on the horizon that we could relieve our collective consciousness. The problem is we got so caught up in studying the problem, we forgot to start implementing the solutions. And the really sad thing is, we know what those solutions are. I know I can cut air pollution by driving my car less. I know I can cut waste by not buying heavily packaged foods. I know I don't have to use bleach to get my laundry clean, and yet it's really easy to leave those lifestyle changes till tomorrow. Well, we're just about out of tomorrows. January 1st, 2000 is only a matter of months away, and once that milestone is passed, we'll have a whole new millennium to muck up. I guess I'll just have to buy some new filing cabinets.